before Christmas. He knew he was targeted. He kept on going. You know, he really gave his life in a amazingly kind of humble and you know, carrying on kind of way. It's amazing to see. There's a speech in there which I regard as his "I've Been to the Mountain" Martin Luther King speech, where he's talking about how we will go to the confrontation knowing somebody will lose their life or may lose their life, and, you know, we'll have to hold to our nonviolence. They were strictly Gandhian in their adherence to nonviolence in the face of lots of guns. And his death proved to be the turning point. You know, he literally gave his life to turn the battle around and save the Amazon.
Does the work that you've done on this film and delving into these stories and this history of this move, of all these movements, has it affected you? Has it given you hope? Has it made you more cynical? How has it affected you?
Oh, of course I'm more hopeful. I you know, I have a sense of what a big crisis we face, but I also see a great turning that's beginning to happen more and more. And, you know, I think ultimately environmentalism is about, you know, transforming our modern industrial society and building out of it the society that's more earth-based and centered around the living planet and what it needs, and, you know, living in sustainable balance with that natural world. And I think we're about 50 years into a 200-year transition, and I'm not sure how high our concentration of CO2 is going to go. I imagine we're not going to be able to stop it, and we're going to reap the whirlwind on climate. But I think, you know, by some people say 2050 is the worst of it, and by 21 things are improving. I'm not so sure about that, but I think that, you know, we are building the change, building a new society, and we'll see how it goes, how bad it gets. But that's funny about the environmental movement, how it's always been driven by crises. Maybe it needs it to get to where people have the political will to make those big changes.
You're on this tour. It looks to me like you're going a lot of places. Can you talk about that? What is that like, and who are you trying to reach with this tour, talking about this film and showing your film, A Fierce Green Fire?
Well, this Northwest tour is 2 weeks and about 11 or 12 shows. We've done a week in Washington, and then on Thursday we're heading to Eugene. It's Eugene on Thursday night, OSU at Corvallis on Friday night, Roseburg on Saturday night, Portland on Sunday night, and then on to Bend and Ashland, and finishing in Salem again on Thursday the 14th. So it's a great tour. I'm really proud of it. You know, we did a theatrical release, which was about 40 cities. And at the end of that, I said, well, we didn't get to any of the people that we really wanted or needed to. And so we started organizing and working with my daughter. We were just organizing fools. And we've put together probably 200 screenings around the country and working on more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I figure we're halfway through this. We've been at it for about 5 months, and we've got 5 months until it's broadcast on Earth Day. And so we're just going to reach out to everybody we can. It's a lot of fun. I'm pleased, you know. Here at Evergreen College, as we talk, the kids are watching the film.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's great.
We need to reach.
And it sounds like you're really trying to get into the places that might not have gotten a theatrical release easily into their lives.
Yeah, I'm glad we're playing places like Roseburg and Spokane, you know.
Yeah.
Not just the liberal enclaves on the coast.
Yeah, I can see that happening all over the country. I mean, that would be great in places where maybe there's not so much of a tradition of environmentalism or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're organizing fools.
And is there anything else you want to say about this film to let people know what to expect or what you think's important?
Well, maybe it's useful to know that it's available on all your favorite platforms like iTunes and Amazon and Netflix. Not streaming yet on Netflix, but soon. Maybe it's important to say, come to the screening and buy the DVD from me for $30 and help us keep going. I am very proud that American Masters on PBS is going to be broadcasting the film in the Prime Earth Day slot, April 22nd at 9 p.m. We've got a two-hour slot. I'm working on an epilogue. It's unusual. You go on television, you usually have to cut a film down, but they're giving us a two-hour slot for a 100-minute film, so we get to add a 10-minute epilogue. And that's interesting to think about and a chance to sort of update and take the film a little further toward that vision. I'm so glad that we're playing Portland. Barbara Brower, who is the daughter of David Brower, the great Sierra Club leader, the art steward, featured in the film. She teaches at Portland State. She's going to be there at the screening on Sunday.
Mark Kitchell, I want to thank you very much for talking about this, and it sounds like a really great film. So thank you for your work, and thank you for speaking about it with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
This has been Political Perspectives. I'm Kathleen Stevenson, and my guest has been Mark Kitchell. He is the director of A Fierce Green Fire, The Battle for a Living Planet. It is screening this Sunday, November 10th at 6:30 at the First Unitarian Church in downtown Portland at Southwest 12th and Salmon. Mark will be there to lead a discussion of the film after the screening. The event is sponsored by the Alliance for Democracy and the Economic Justice Action Group at the First Unitarian Church. And we go out with some more excerpts from A Fierce Green Fire.
If I was to let the two EPA representatives come out the store, does anybody know what would happen to them?
There is environmental extremism. I don't think they'll be happy until the White House looks like a bird's nest.
The protesters were told not to block the trucks. They're now lying in the streets now, blocking one truck.
It wasn't just a matter of holding up signs saying stop killing the whales. No. Greenpeace wanted to get out there in front of the whaling boats and stop them.
They were reinventing civilization and did not know how, and I didn't either, but I figured we might find out.
How do you hold forests in common when every other force around you is trying to get you to privatize?
We are going to shed blood because of our land. We will. Our forefathers shed blood for our land.
Americans understood what was going on and what the danger was, but still nothing happening in Washington. Not a damn thing.
Global warming is the greatest single hoax ever perpetrated.
I don't know. Do we have to have a hurricane take out Miami and Shanghai to have everybody wake up? If it happened next year, it might be possible to still do that. What a hell of a way to run a planet.
You've been listening to Political Perspectives here on KBOO Portland. Coming up next, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15 on Flashpoints, Fukushima at a critical moment, as pro-nuke scientists still call nuclear power the real answer to the future's need, clean energy needs. Also, the fight to keep Edward Snowden free in the face of his courageous act of whistleblowing on America's massive spy network. At 11 o'clock on The Bike Show, will bring you news and views of cycling in Portland and beyond. And we want to thank all you KBOO members out there for your generous support during the recent membership drive. It's not too late to pledge. You just go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today.
Tell the world I do. I love you, Corrine. Tell the world I do. Ah, but you're the meanest dreamer. Nothing you say rings true. Go to buy me a pistol. Just as long as I'm tall. Wanna buy me a pistol. Long as I'm tall. Yes, I'm gonna kill that cold winner. Catch that.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to help co-sponsor the Visegrad Group PDX Festival, November 9th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Polish Hall, 3832 North Interstate Avenue in Portland. To celebrate the 95th anniversary of independence of the Czech, Polish, and Hungarian nations, this one-day festival will share traditions, history, arts and crafts, and national food of the Czech, Polish, and Hungarian communities within Multnomah County. Again, the Visegrad Group PDX Festival will take place at the Polish Hall, 3832 North Interstate Avenue, on Saturday, November 9th, from 1 to 7 p.m. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, November 6th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM.